From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Office on Friday rejected reported remarks by U.S. President Donald Trump describing immigrants of several countries as coming from an expletive, meaning dirty and impoverished. Spokesman Rupert Colville said this isn't just a story about vulgar language. It was about opening the door to humanity's worst side.
These are shocking and shameful comments from the President of the United States. I'm sorry, but there's no other word one can use but racist.
President Trump Thursday questioned why the United States would want to have immigrants from several countries. He said he used tough language at the immigration meeting with lawmakers, but Trump denied that it was the language that has been reported. U.S. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, who was at Thursday's White House meeting on immigration, told reporters that Trump used the vile, vulgar language. The United Nations Human Rights Office says it is concerned about the large number of arrests as Tunisian authorities crack down on protesters demonstrating against price and tax hikes. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says nearly 800 people have been arrested since Monday.
We call on the authorities to ensure that people are not arrested in an arbitrary manner, and that all those detained are treated with full respect for their due process rights and either charged or promptly released.
Colville tells VOA that so far, his office has no reports that those arrested are being ill-treated. Next Sunday is the anniversary of the 2011 revolution, which ushered in the so-called Arab Spring. The Tunisian protesters say none of the objectives of the revolt have been achieved. Concern is rising that events this weekend might get out of control. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. A senior administration official says President Donald Trump approved new sanctions on Friday against Iran while stopping short of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Trump gave Congress and European allies 120 days to improve the agreement or face U.S. abandonment of the pact. He also imposed new measures targeting Iranian businesses and individuals. On Friday, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said South Korea's request for additional demands regarding Japan's wartime sexual slavery was not acceptable. Tom Turco has more.
On Tuesday, South Korea's foreign minister, Kang Kyung-hwa, said the landmark agreement between the two countries was insufficient.
The 2015 agreement, which does not properly reflect the opinions of victims, cannot be a real solution to the issue of victims of Japan's wartime sexual slavery.
Speaking to reporters ahead of his European tour, Abe reiterated Japan's stance that the agreement is a pledge between the two countries.
We have been sincere in executing every promise we've made. We want to continue to strongly ask South Korea to do the same.
While South Korea is not breaching the agreement, South Korean President Moon Jae-in questioned the process and recently urged Japan to apologize to the victims. Tom Turco, VOA News.
The Philippines police chief said that anti-narcotics operations, notorious for their deadly outcomes, could make a comeback on the Philippines' war on drugs. Martin Seacrest has more.
De La Rosa was speaking about Aplan Takeng, a practice where police visit the homes of users and dealers and seek their surrender. He said the practice could resume within a few weeks and should be free of violence if suspects agree to go quietly. His remarks are the strongest sign in months of a reintensification of a war on drugs. Nearly 4,000 Filipinos have been killed by police in the drugs war since June of 2016. Human rights groups accuse police of carrying out illegal killings, staging crime scenes, and falsifying reports, a charge they vigorously deny. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
And from Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.